Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Experimental Voodoo Ranger. I don't know why I keep saying it backwards. Voodoo Ranger Experimental IPA from New Belgium. Now, I did scan the can and I started the intro and the wrong one comes up. On the bottom of this, it does say 19 December 2021 X IPA 4. So this version is using Nectaron hops, I believe, only. 6.6% ABV per untapped. This is an American IPA. I did pick this up in the Voodoo Ranger mix pack. There are four different kinds with three apiece. I'm probably going to do a review on the whole entire pack after I get this one done. I just got done with the American Haze. So let's go ahead and get this open, get it into a glass. Man, that's going to be hard to know. I'll have to look on the side of that box to see how do you know if it's experimental 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10, or 20, how many of them they're doing. I hope it says on the box, because now that I know there's more of these, I want to try the other kinds. I don't believe you can get these in a single or a 4-pack or a 6-pack. Kind of eggshell white, small and medium bubbles from that pour, about a finger and a half. Bubbles on the side are spread apart like dish soap. Yellow, I would almost say very light, watered down yellow. Like, yeah, you guys are seeing pretty much what I'm seeing. Just, it looks a little bit more watered down. Like, you could say a lighter New England IPA, maybe like a 5%, 4.5 to 5% New England IPA is what I would think this would look like, not a 6.6, but they are calling this an American IPA. I guess from the looks of this, hazy IPA, juicy IPA is what I would put this in. Let's go ahead and smell. Passion fruit, pomegranate, like a stinky foot. Dankness, a little bit of sweetness in there. Yeah, like a passion fruit, pomegranate, dank sweetness. Let's go with that. Let's go ahead and taste. Body's a little lighter than I thought it would be. Yeah, from just drinking that American Haze, it feels like this has a little thinner body, but that also could be due to the ABV being 6.6. You're going to take out more of that sweetness in there, so your body's going to be less to produce more ABV or a higher alcohol content. The taste pretty much follows the smell. Yeah, like a passion fruit, pomegranate, not what I'm trying to think. No, I wouldn't say pomegranate. What, like almost like a passion fruit, tangerine sweetness. Let's do that. Just throw out pomegranate. It's got that, and I don't know why I'm picking it up. It's almost like for the pomegranate seeds, that I almost want to say like seedy. That's probably better. Like passion fruit seedy in the smell. Yeah, passion fruit, like a tangerine, but it's like there's some more like citrus rind bitterness in there with some sweetness pretty much throughout the palate. I have to look Nectaron up. I'll be right back. Okay, I got Nectaron. So Nectaron has a huge aroma of passion fruit, peach, grapefruit, and pineapple. So I don't know why I'm getting seedy. And dankness. I don't really see anything on here about dank. I could get the grapefruit, tangerine, rind bitterness. Okay, grapefruit. I think the passion fruit's overdone a little too much. But see, now that I'm looking at that, I could say peach. That was like the one thing in there. Yeah, I don't know about this one. This one's kind of weird. I think I've had a couple like this now. I could see that peach mixing with that passion fruit. Then, like I was saying, tangerine, rind bitterness on there. I could see that coming off as a grapefruit. There's no way I would have said grapefruit. I would have stuck with like a tangerine, orange, then citrus, rind, bitterness in the back. I would say 65 IBUs. We'll check. I mean, I have to do another review and it's about gone. I like it. It does work. I don't know where the seediness is coming from. I don't know if it's just me. Probably. I would go 3.75 out of 5. Maybe a little bit higher, like a 3.85 on this one. Very easy drinking. Yeah, so 3.75 for Untappd. Let's take a look. Two of my friends have had it, 3.5 out of 5. Almost 2,000 people, 3.75. So I'm right in line with them. Tropical fruit grassy. Maybe instead of seedy, it's grassy. Maybe that's what it is. I could kind of see that. Let's go with grassy, because that's what they have on here, and that makes more sense because I was dumbfounded that I was getting seedy, but okay, grass. Sweet guava. I don't get guava. Let's see what people are saying. I'm only going to have two. Yeah, and nobody really says anything. I think this is a good one to try. I believe Nectaron hops are the only ones used in here. So to see that profile, it is nice. I can't wait to start brewing again. But yeah, I could see that passion fruit, that peach, and grapefruit. Again, like I said before, I wouldn't say it's grapefruit. I would say it's tangerine with citrus rind bitterness in there. Oh, I was going to see if they showed IBUs. 27? Perceived bitterness is like 60-65. Huh. So they must be dry hopping this a lot. I can't drink anymore because I have to do another one. But yeah, definitely one worth picking up and trying. If you know how to get the other ones without buying another variety pack, let me know in the comments down below.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.